Mercedes Grohe's first feature film, Breaks, takes an unconventional approach to romantic comedy, even being described as an anti-rom-com by some critics. It begins with the final breakup of nine tumultuous relationships, before rewinding to recount the moment of that initial spark that set the couples on their paths. It's set in contemporary London and features an ensemble cast of comedy greats including Julia Davis, Noel Fielding and Julia Barrett, alongside actors such as Kerry Fox, Paul McGann and Kelly Campbell. It's a largely improvised film, and it is, I think, by turns touching and very funny. Why did you decide, why did you feel like you really wanted to make this film or tell it in this particular way?
Well, I'd always thought about the endings of things. When I lived back in New York years ago, it's when the first time it ever came into my head. It's a really long time ago, because I remember thinking, you're in such a bubble at the end of something. It feels so enormous and so individual, yet it's so universal, like you said. Most people go through it, but at the time, like no one understands, because they can't, because they're not feeling it. It's such a sort of heart thing. Even though you might be trying to mentally digest it the whole time. So I suppose I've been thinking that, and I was thinking, how many ways can you actually split up? Or just you talk, because you know, your girlfriends or your male, anyone, all my male friends, we're always talking about that. Not always, but something happens and then it becomes a discussion. So it was sort of, amongst other projects, was this thing I kept thinking, I'd really like to do a film on the, on that pivotal point, the end. And then I thought, God, but then I was thinking, you never look back on it, and then about the beginnings, and decided to do it in reverse, mm-hmm. which is what the film is, nine couples in reverse. So you see the breakup and then the meetups.
And so nine couples is a lot.
Yeah, nine lives.
Nine lives. Well, it's 18 lives, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
18 lives. And do you think that there's an infinite amount of possibilities within the stories? Is it not just the same story?
Really? It is the same story. I mean, that's what the whole conversation was at the beginning. I remember actually talking about this with Julia Davis when I was first talking about it, because I said, "How many ways can you break up?" You know. And then as I was trying to write them or think of the different ways, different scenarios, which is what I was trying to do, and that was what came up. I mean, I didn't do one with somebody with kids. That would have been one last one, I think, but I just thought there was too many at this stage. But yeah, like you say, at the end of the day, it's just down to one thing, pretty much. It's not going to go on. But it is on getting to the film. It's about the beginning and the spark of love as well.
And I liked what you described about, you know, really how you can be in that incredible bubble, that incredible place, but then at any moment, really, your life can completely change.
Yeah.
There's such a difference from being in relationship to being out of relationship,
isn't
there? In terms of intimacy and your whole circle of friends and everything. So,
And getting back to what you just said, you're sort of heightened at that time as well. You're a bit out of your body at the end, like a bit like how you were at the beginning, I always think. I quite like that out of sync thing. Yeah. Which I try to do with the filming of it as well, but I can get back to that.
No, tell us about that.
I filmed it on multimedia cameras as well, and that's so it, you know, so it was mini DVD takes, everything was slightly sort of deranged, a bit like how it is, a bit out of.
Crazy thing that's going on, the whoosh and the love is blind. I saw an exhibition and it was all about love, and it was really the kind of scientific basis for what actually happens in your brain. A whole part of your brain shuts down.
Yeah.
Your critical faculty.
Yeah.
And that's where you
the rose tinted glasses. And also, like the Greeks used to say, it was a sign of madness, you know. But that's amazing as well. And then when you have that, you know, maybe that subsides, but then something deeper hopefully, you know, transforms.
Yeah.
Because they've cut out the whole middle bit of the film, but, you know,
yeah.
Hopefully that does happen. Well, I think I am a hopeless romantic as well, else I wouldn't have made a film about it, you know. I mean, I think, that sounds really pretentious, but I think most people are, most artists are. I mean, it's what makes the world go round, isn't it, really? It's how we get into every mess we ever get into, in a way, and every blissful state. I mean, the birds and the bees. But I mean, so even though you see these endings, you do end on a high because you see the magic of falling in love again. You go, oh, that's why I went through it. It was worth it. And at some stage it will be, hopefully. Yeah, maybe I'm a total romantic. You know, hopefully one day that will be it. Or maybe it's all, I don't really know. But
and you said you really had no budget for this film.
No budget at all, yeah.
And
we had no budget until if you get into an international film festival in England, you can apply for the BFI. And they brilliantly, amazingly came on right at the end and gave us the finishing money we needed to go back into post.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you managed to persuade this great cast, this huge cast, to actually do this movie and crew and everything because they really believed in the project.
They did. I mean, I've been, you know, I'm an actor and I write, and I've been working in, well, comedy and drama for 3 years. So I knew, like, all the comedy that are really good friends of mine, we've all known each other for a really long time. So they knew this whole idea I'd been having for ages anyway, because we were all talking about it. And then some actors, like, I did know Paul McGann did play with him when I was younger. I hadn't seen him in years. And I just emailed him and asked him, would he be interested in doing it, him and Kate Hardy? And they just said yes, you know, and it was quite good because each couple is like a sort of vignette, so it was 2 days for each couple.
And then
so that's not committing for 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, so you did all the filming for each couple over a 2 day period?
Spread out over years and years.
But that meant somebody could say, okay, I'm free for the weekend.
For a day.
A day.
Yeah, and then and then I had a lot of great crew. I was very lucky, everyone really collaborated and gave their free time basically to an art project. But I mean, most actors really, for a day or two, they're interested in something, probably will, because that's why they got into it in the first place, I would imagine.
For the love of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Kerry Fox, we were both acting in a TV show, and I was just telling her about it. She's like, I'll do one of them, you know, because she's such an amazing actress. And I was oh my God, love Kerry Fox. So that was amazing. She knew Roland Gift, and then I met her. It was all very natural and, yeah, quite amazing how that works out. Yeah. Noel Fielding is one of, you know, and Julia Davis and Jim are really, really, and Steve Warren, really old close mates, so.
Right, because whenever I've mentioned it to anyone, they're like, Noel Fielding, I'm definitely going to see it. So, I mean, that's a real calling card isn't it?
Good.
I'm
covering the girl crumpet with Noel and Paul McGann.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Sorry, that sounds really awful for the other guys, isn't it? I don't mean that, but.
Tell me just about your process of working. So you don't write a script as such. It's not predetermined. You're working in a different way.
How you predetermined, as in I knew what was happening in the story.
Yeah.
So it's just not like a script that I wrote. It's a block and sent to everybody. So I got each couple together and said, this is the idea I have for you two. How do you feel about that? Are you okay? So it was collaborative. And also I could film and stop and start, because I had 3 cameras going, and it was mini DV cameras and a bit of HD, so it was sort of, and also we filmed backwards too, so everyone had their breakup first. So when the actors came back like a year or so later, they thought it was really funny because they knew how they'd ended, which you don't normally get in real life, obviously.
You don't get that.
But it was quite emotional in a way. They all quite liked that, so that was quite nice. They knew what had happened to them.
Mm. You're playing opposite Noel in the.
Yeah. And because I hadn't put myself in yet, and then Noel kept saying, "When are you going to put yourself in?" I was like, "Oh yeah," and he's like, "I'll do it." So, and actually, at the time, I sort of wasn't really—I mean, not that I didn't appreciate it, but then I realised when we actually came to filming, thank God he did do it, because I could relax. We know each other so well, and our banter's pretty good anyway. Because I was directing at the same time, I hadn't really thought, "Oh my God, I actually am directing as well as acting," and he's great, and so it was sort of. And also that day, thank God, you know, I mean, the car broke down, the wheel came off the car, it's a snowstorm, he's in tiny hot pants, but, you know, in Soho, yeah, so it was like everything that went wrong, could have gone wrong that day. And he was a real sport, carried the all the equipment with the crew all the way through freezing cold Soho in a snow blizzard, yeah.
Right. It's a great scene in itself.
I know, just in the football outfit, yeah.
Why is it called Breaks?
Well, it just was a bit sort of a funny play on
the
already.
Words.
Well, because it was, you know, break. The breaks of a relationship, a failed breaks, a breakup, even though it's spelled differently.
Oh, yeah, so homophonically it's
I just
insane.
Enjoyed it, so yeah. I just thought it was funny. Yeah. Well, it's not even that funny, I just like it.
Mercedes, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Abby.
Great stuff. Such a lonely life. Breaks is currently on tour. and will be shown at the IFI in Dublin tomorrow evening. So if you're around, go along to that. It's also available on demand and coming up on DVD just in time for Valentine's Day. Such a terror.